Well, it's good to be back. If I was going to give you my resume, I don't have a big one. I'm country and I'm saved. That's it. But country means a lot, but saved means it all. You can go to church, if you're not saved, you're not going to make it. And I know we're living in a time where people say, well, you can't tell people they're going to go to hell. But it's like this. You're either saved and you're going to make it. And if you don't get saved, you're not going to make it. And the Bible speaks of hell. It speaks of hell more than it does heaven. And hell's a real place. And I don't want to go. You don't want to go. But, you know, Dave asked me, and I'm going to be honest. Like I told you, I just am who I am. And the 24th and the 31st. On my calendar, and maybe yours too, came in the same block. And that caused me more trouble because I was supposed to preach last week at 6 o'clock, and I had no idea what time. I thought, oh, my goodness, they're going to. And I thought I was texting Tink, and I was texting Jillian. And I thought, man, they probably think I'm crazy. And it might be. But anyway, I'm here. I'm glad to be here. But, you know, if it hadn't been for the Lord, you know, and the Lord's not done with us or we wouldn't be here. Lord ain't done with you, you wouldn't be here. But I tell you, my heart goes out, and like somebody mentioned, you know, Brother Norm, we lost a dandy. Now, he was top of the line. First time I ever heard him, I thought, holy moly. And he was probably in his 60s when I heard him the first time. Bryce brought him over in my part of the country, and it's like, holy cow. But I tell you, he went on to be, you know, with the Lord. And I just appreciate the privilege done, Norman. But people's hearts are breaking. You know, when Dave asked me, and it's not what I've come down here just to speak what I think you want to hear. And it's not to preach what I think I want you to hear. But it's to preach what the Lord gives me. And I thought, Lord, I need something. Woke up yesterday morning and bang, he gave me two words. That's all I got. I ain't going to keep you long. How long are you going to preach? I don't know. Hopefully you turn your potatoes down on low. They'd probably be stuck if you didn't. But he'd give me two words to preach. And the brother saying he remembered what I preached, you know, one message. And I told Miss, I said, it's kind of going on the same line today. I don't know. But I know one time I came here and preached. I think it was the last time I preached here. I have no idea what I preached on. But I do remember this, that I felt the Lord said it is for somebody specifically. And I have no idea, but that's just what I was thinking. And I think today's message might be the same way. But we all probably don't need all of it, but I believe we all need some of it. And I want to tell you to find your part that you need today. Because I believe, you know, I believe it was Zedekiah come and asked Jeremiah, is there any word from the Lord? And Jeremiah said, there is. And I thank God that he'll still talk to people. You know, I can't Google it up. I can't have it shipped in here on FedEx what I'm going to preach. But I believe when the Lord quickens something to our heart, we need to preach what the Lord ministers to us. And I just ask you for your help. Father, I thank you, God, for another opportunity on this side of eternity to assemble ourselves in your house. And God, you know the thought that's up on my heart. God, I acknowledge before you and God, before heaven, before the congregation of people, God, I cannot preach, Lord, without the anointing, without the unction. And I'm asking you, Father God, that you anoint my lips of clay, Lord. And I pray, God, that the anointing just not be on the pulpit, Lord, but it'll be in the pew, Lord. And I pray, God, that you'll speak to every heart, Lord, that's here. God, that you'll do a work in people's lives, Lord, that we would stop, God, and realize where are we, Lord, in this thing. And I pray, God, that you'll help us, Lord. I know there's people, God, today whose hearts are heavy, that they're literally, their world got turned upside down. And, Lord, I lift them people up before you. And, God, there might be people in here today. God is feeling that same thing. Lord, you know, God, what people's are feeling in our heart, God, way down in their spirit. And I lift up everybody that might be discouraged, might be down. God, I lift them up. God, I ask you to encourage them. God, give them strength. Give them a good day. God, just bless their socks off, as the lady said. God, I pray that you have your way. God, in our heart and our life, we'll give you praise. All God's people said, amen. Amen. But I'm just glad to be here. few things in life I like to do. I like to ride the horse occasionally. I like the musky fish, and I like the spring turkey hunt. But to top all that, I just like to preach. Yeah, I don't have the preacher's itch, but this is what he called me to do. And I tell you, I just got to be about my Father's business. I believe if we could see in the spiritual realm, I believe the finish line is in sight. You know, and I know there's, you know, last couple, 3 years, everything's kind of got out of sorts. I mean, things just went kind of stir crazy, and it don't seem to be getting much better. And I ain't going to tell you that it's going to get better. But I will tell you this, that one day it will get better. If you're a child of God. And I got to thinking this, you know, coming together is good, but I believe a move of God depends upon the child of God. You might say, no, hold on. A move of God would depend upon God. No, the Bible says this, if my people. And I believe if we do our part, God will do his part. And he said, if they'll humble themselves and pray and seek his faith. We have got away from that. Brought off, you know, the church that I've heard about, that I've seen as a child, as a kid growing up. I'm not that old. Do I look old? Nah, I'm not that old. You wouldn't believe me if I told you I was 27. But I've seen it as, you know, as a kid growing up, where people had a hunger for God. And, you know, when preachers would preach the Word of God and they'd give an altar call and the Christian people would come and pray and they would seek the face and they would stand in the gap and make up the heads for their lost family. But it seems like we have gotten away from that. After all, we're living in the 21st century. You know, listen, God would help us. If you want to see God move, we're going to have to get back to some things that God has ordered down. We've got to do the things of God. We've got to seek his faith, got to pray. But yesterday morning I woke up, he gave me two words. Here they are. He said, don't quit. We've quit on God. In a lot of things, we have quit doing the things that God told us to do. Let me go ahead and tell you. Two times you ought to praise God. Only two times? Yep, that about sum it up. Well, when is it? When you feel like it and when you don't. Covered them all right there. But I tell you, here's what we do. We'll praise God. This thing is tying me up. We'll praise God if everything's going good. But whether it's going good, listen to me. I believe that hell has leached out an attack against the church. He's come out to discourage people. He's come out to try to convince you that you're not worthy. But you hear, I'm not worthy because my last name's Bell. I'm not worthy because I'm on church. But I am made worthy by the blood of Jesus Christ. It's through his shed blood. Listen, when I cried out to him, he reached down in the muck and the mire, picked me up, washed me in the blood of Christ, and made me a child of God. It's because of what he done, I'm worthy to walk on the streets of gold. Say, just calm yourself. I'm calm. I'm staying calm. But we've quit. People, I've seen it, and I've probably shared it before. You might say, well, I can't make a difference. Well, Bible says this, no weapon that's formed against you will prosper. That's according to Isaiah 54 and 17. I believe according to that, that there is going to be weapons formed to stop you. But no weapon that is formed shall prosper. And I tell you, I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm not telling you sometimes that spiritually you need to roll up your sleeves and you need to get right in the heat of the battle. I'm telling you, you can make it. But do not quit. Do not quit, you child of God, because heaven is our destiny. Yeah, things got really crazy. Now we're having another flash up of this COVID stuff, and It's just crazy. I don't know if it'll ever end. It will one day. Where I'm fixing on going, because I already got it down here, I'm not going to quit. I tell you, listen, the devil might drag me to the mud, but I might be muddy. But listen to me, the blood is still going to be there, because I accepted Jesus and I will not quit. People, you know, the Bible says this, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. What's that mean? Go to church. Don't feel like a bunch of hypocrites down there, but we'll sit with them by the ball game. Don't go to church. Let me tell you, you done quit on God. You might say you can't say that, but I've got to say it. We have quit on God. Paul told the young preacher, Timothy, he said, stir up that gift that's within you. He said, I know it was in your grandma, and I know it was in your mama, and I believe that it's in you. And it's time that we stir up some of the things that we once lived great in our life. We all ought to have a testimony. If I couldn't say a word, if I couldn't say a word, and they said, has anybody got something? I would want to stand and let people know whose side that I was on. But as a kid growing up, I've seen it. Some of you have too. When the preachers would preach and give the altar call, they was lying 4 and 5 deep. Altar was packed and they was back out here and down the center of the aisle. I've seen it. Now you can't get Christians to pray. Here's our thing. We got to get prayer back in school. We do. I agree, and I know might be breaking some ice there, but you hear me. Until we get it back in the home and back in the church, ain't no need to try to get it back in school. There's a lot of churches don't pray no more. I'm talking about standing in the gap and making up the hedge for a lost and a dying world. You want to make a difference? Then get on your prayer bones and cry out to God. I got to think. Now listen, my intent's not to preach long. You don't help me a little bit better. I have to preach until you get happy. But I got to thinking about Daniel. It was Daniel, he was Darius, the king, had put 120 princes over it. And over those 120 princes, 3 kings, Daniel was number one. And Darius liked him. And the people got to thinking, man, we're going to have to find some fault with Daniel somewhere. We're going to have to stop this guy. And we're going to have to find some fault, but we ain't going to find it unless we find it concerning his God. So the other princes and the other kings, they went to Darius and they wrote out a thing. They said, now, let's let nobody for the next 30 days allowed to pray to any king or any man other than you. And I can see Darius. Okay, I'll sign it. And the people knew that the only way they're going to find fault with Daniel was with his God. And when the Bible says this, and when Daniel heard that the decree had been signed, he did not stop doing what he was doing. He went on up. Now, here was the ultimatum. If you're caught asking or praying any other god or person, then you're to be cast into a den of lions. And that's different than a lion's den. Lion's den might be empty. This was the den of lions. I don't know how many's in there, but there was a bunch. Prove it. I will in a minute. But there Daniel went up with his windows open towards Jerusalem, as he did 3 times a day, and he prayed unto God. And the people said, there he is. There he's a praying. That's right there. We can get rid of him. They went, and them guys went back down to Darius. Now, here's the deal. He said, here, there, he's a praying. Darius, hands are tied, man. I signed this. They tricked me. I signed it. But I know that God will deliver you out of the den of lions. I know he will. And he cast him right into a den of lions and put a stone on it. And the king went home. He didn't want no music on. Can I tell you something? Y'all talking about rock stars and country singers. Can I tell you something? I don't have nothing against. Now, if you listen to rock, now, I scratch my head because that's, I don't know. You listen to country music, I'm cool with that. But here's what I want to tell you. My boy, daughter-in-law, flew Charlotte. Listen to Garth Brooks. I'm cool with that. I mean, no offense. I wouldn't walk here to that field listening to Garth Brooks. I don't know none of his songs. I think Garth is cool. That's all I know. Okay. Anyway, you know what they told me? 70,000 people. This is what blows me away. On their feet. Not a one of them sat down. They was at a football stadium for crying out loud. They could have sat. But 70,000 people, and I thought, wouldn't it be awesome? Yeah, amen. We come to the house of God. Now, you just so excited, I ain't going to sit down. Amen. But you put him in there, I'd sing a song a little bit, but I don't know none he sings, so I can't. But the king went that night. He said, can't sleep, don't want to listen to Garth, don't want to listen to nobody, just get out of here. And he fasted, couldn't eat nothing. Man needs a little bowl of cheese puffs before he goes to bed. He couldn't eat them. Hurried down there the next morning, rolled that stone. I believe he done it himself. Rolled it back. He said, Daniel, I'm paraphrasing, you down there? He said, I'm down here. He said, yeah, come on. Daniel said, an angel came. And shut the lion's mouth. Never quit. Listen, I don't know how crazy this world's going to get. And you might be looking at death square in the face. But you hear what I'm trying to tell you. No matter what you see, no matter what you hear, no matter what you face, do not quit on God. He had not quit on you. Never has quit, and he never will quit. King brought him out. Glad you're here. I believe Daniel said, I'm glad to be here. But it really wouldn't have mattered. I done set my peace with Jesus Christ. I'm going with him. Amen. If you ever hear something happen to this old boy, don't you dare shed a tear. I'll be running around with some of my dad and some of your dads and Brother Norman, we just be in the presence of God waiting on you. But no matter what you see, hear, or face, don't quit. Get rooted in ground. And there's too many, can I say it, wishy-washy Mickey Mouse Christians, and they'll quit at the drop of a hat. The Bible says, I hear that. The Bible says in John 10:10, that the thief comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. That's Satan's purpose, to try to discourage you, to get you to quit, and to throw in the towel. You might say, preacher, already did. I've already quit. I've already thrown in the towel. I can't do this no more. Yes, you can. What am I going to do? Just pick yourself back up. Listen, if you got to, repent. It's become a dirty world in the church. But I tell you, I believe the church maybe has missed it to the point that we need to repent of some things. Because I told you earlier, if my people humble themselves and pray, and you know what the last part of that was? And turn from their wicked ways. Who is he talking to? The church. I believe we have tried to scrape it under the rug. We tried to pat it down, be like Achan and put it under the tent. No man can see it. But the Bible says this, be sure your sin will find you out. If you quit, get up, repent, and get back in the race. Amen. Jonah. But Daniel didn't quit. The king said, them guys that had me sign it, bring them here. Now you listen. Brought his family, their kids, everything, their wives, threw them into the den of lions. The kids, the wives, and the lions crushed them and killed them before they ever hit the bottom. Don't quit. Jonah, and we kind of see this, Jonah, he was a preacher, but God said, now I want you to go do something. I'll tell you, we can learn a lot from this right here. Don't need to be running from God, just do it. God puts it on your heart, and you just begin for your heart to beat, you know, like it's going to beat clear out of your chest, but you feel impressed of God. You need to say something. You need to do it. There's no need to, well, I can't do it. If God's impressing on you to do it, you can do it. You might be uncomfortable, but don't you think that Jesus Christ got out of his comfort zone when he left the portals of glory, came down here and lived his life at 33 years? Don't you think he was out of his comfort zone? Absolutely. People's a-quitting. Said, Jonah, go. And he said, go down to preach to Nineveh. And Nineveh people, they were nasty. What they done, you can look it up, I won't go there, but they done some nasty things. Joseph ain't gone. What's he doing? He kind of quitting. But God got away. I tell you, God's got away. If you decide to quit, he'll say, I don't think you will. He had this fish come up, and Jonah said, throw me overboard. Oh, we can't do that, but it got so rough, they said, well, maybe we will. Chucked him overboard, and he's just like, whoo. Smooth. I seen a carp eat a cicada. Cicada? A locust. Cicada, thank you, sis. At least you helped me. Everybody else let me struggle. And that thing just come up. It's been a few years ago, this one. They were everywhere. He just went. I kind of feel like that's the way that well done old Jonah. He's a kind of probably thrasher. I don't know. But he went. Try it. Swallowed him. Didn't munch on him. Swallowed him whole because he's alive. I believe down there, God said, I don't think you're going to quit. He's 3 days and three nights in there. Amen. That's a nasty place to be. Anyway, it was there. Jonah said, I won't quit. That old whale began to go, oh. He had sea reed wrapped around his head. That's in the Bible. He said, now go preach. He went, I'm going. 3 days journey, but he made it in one. His message was 8 days, 8 days. 8 words long, yet 40 days, and then it shall be overthrown. That was it. That's what, listen to me. And you can tell people, listen, if you don't get right, there's a hell that's facing you. There's a lake of fire where the worm doth not, and the fire's not quenched. I tell you, there's preachers that has quit preaching the word of God. They just want to preach what'll tickle your ears. But I'm telling you, if you got somebody that'll preach the word of God and tell you heaven's real and hell's real, listen and keep him. They just quit. Preachers have quit. Well, I can't preach on that. So-and-so's doing that. I don't care if the popes are doing it. I don't care if the presidents are doing it. If God gives it to me to preach, I say we got to preach it. And the church has quit a lot of things. Jonah went down and preached. I'm not telling you you're going to be popular. I'm not telling you everybody's going to like you. But I tell you, I don't want to offend anybody. But if I'm going to offend somebody, it's going to be you instead of him. I come to tell you, don't quit. Let me read. I thought I know what quit meant. Quit. Here it is. I looked it up. To admit defeat. I believe there's time you go to Satan will knock you end for end. I wasn't much of a fighter. Matter of fact, I wasn't a fighter. I was going to get in one night. Kid got off the bus with me. He had done something to my sister. I said, Tam, don't worry about it. We get off, I'll clock him one. I was loading her up. He took off like a scared rabbit. And I was just as scared, but I was making it look good. I was going to chase him, and well, I'm just about to catch him. It's time for the rubber to hit the road. And down he went. I went right over top of him. Boy, then I was mad. I got back up, and back down the road we went. I was right after him. Thank God I couldn't run that fast. But when I run past my sister, she put the brakes on. So I said, all right. Sometimes the devil, you hear me, is going to knock you down. And I want you to listen very carefully to what I'm going to tell you. It's not a problem, and it's not wrong to get knocked down. Say what? But it's a problem to stay down. Sometimes you see them coming. Now that, them cage fighters, UFC, them guys are beyond, they've been hit too many times. But that's how the enemy is a lot of times. Do you think for one second he knocks you down, he's going to quit? He's not going to quit. When he knocks you down, you're faced right, you're real quick with a dilemma. You either can stay there or you can start fighting your way back up. Amen. Once he knocks you down, his intent is to pounce right on top of you and just start waylaying you until you finally says, I'm done. I quit. And there's been a lot of people, a lot of good Christian people, since this pandemic has started a couple years ago, that they have quit. They have quit going to church. They have quit believing in God. They quit reading their Bible. There's a lot of people that just has quit, and that relationship that they once had is no longer there. God has not changed. The people has changed. What am I going to do, preacher, if I get knocked down? It's simple. I'm country, but it's simple. Get back up. And if you got to, call on one of your brothers or one of your sisters saying, he got me good, I need your help. And it's time that we, the rest of us, quit being judgmental and help each other back up. The Bible says, I hear that in Galatians 6, if you see your brother or sister overtaken in a fall, ye which are spiritual, go to that person, lest you be in other words, go help them back up. Because sooner or later, you're going to get knocked down. Now, I can, real quick, David, a man after God's own heart, got knocked down, but he got back up. Peter, handpicked by Jesus himself, I want you to be one of my disciples. And he walked with him for 3.5 years while he done his ministry. But Peter denied that he ever knew him. And the third time, with an oath, he got knocked down. Well, I've been tough to overcome, but he got back up. I don't care how long you've been saved. I don't care how long you've been preaching. I don't care. You know, I mean that in a good way. There's going to be times you might see it coming, and then all of a sudden you don't see it. That's the one that knocks you simple. And when the devil will try to do something and get your attention focused one way, why, he gets ready to launch an attack. And before you know it, you've been bombarded and down you go. But get back up. Don't quit. We've got a race to finish. Amen. Quit. To admit defeat, give up, let go, abandon. I could read that. To stop, cease, or discontinue. To depart from or to leave. That's quit. America has but one hope. I told you a minute ago what Daniel done when the windows was open towards Jerusalem. And you hear what I'm saying. If there is ever a time, the church needs to pray for America. We're living in that time. Roe and Wade got overturned. I'm happy as a coon in a corn patch. But there's a lot of people mad and upset. That don't make sense to me. Can I tell you something? Well, now, brother, it's the woman's right to choose. I'm going to preach it for a minute. Well, you done passed that right to choose. But I tell you one thing, I'm a grandpa of two. Another one ain't here yet, but it's on its way. Amen. Oh, come on. Already heard his heartbeat at 100 and some times a minute. Don't tell me there's not life there. But a lot of people got all riled up about it. God help us. Something's wrong with America. What's wrong? America has quit on God. It is still probably the greatest nation, but something's happened. We're in a spiral descent, and it's not going to God. It's going away from God. Listen to me, America. Listen to me, Drift Run. Listen, we need to get back to seeking God with all of our heart. People's quit. I got to hurry a lot bigger than what I thought. Shumanite woman in 2 Kings, I think it is. That's what the Bible calls her, Shumanite woman. Didn't call her by name. Nope, you don't. I believe one of these days I'll shake her hand, I'll say, I'm Tim. She said, I'm the Shumanite woman. You laughing, but that's how I think it'll be. Amen. And I said, I read about you. You done good. She told her husband, she said, let's build an addition on back of the house. The man of God's a coming. He come by here continually. Let's build him a little place. And they put in there a bed, a lampstand, a table, and a stool. Got it done. What long the man of God and his servant came by, and they just got in out of the sun. Taking it easy. They got to talking, nothing's been done for this Shumanite woman. He said, call her. He said, nothing's been done. She said, I don't expect nothing. He said, and Gehazi said, I believe. He said, they don't have no child. The man of God, Elijah, piped up and said this, paraphrasing. He said, you're going to have a child. She said, don't deceive me. She said, according to time, you're going to have a child. And she did. And the kid grew up, and he was big enough to go out in the field with dad, but still little enough to sit on mama's lap. And he's out there in the field, and he cried out, my head, my head. They said, get him back to his mama. One of the guys took him back, and he sat on his mom's lap till noon, and then he died. She took that dead child, carried him upstairs, and laid him down on the bed of the man of God. And the husband had came back from the field, and she said, he's gone, but saddle me an ass and give me a servant. He said, you'll never find him. It's not the new moon or the Sabbath. And she made a statement here that blows me away. She said, it is well. She hopped on that. I'll call it a Tennessee walker. Just, she said, don't you slow down unless I tell you to. In other words, don't quit. I got to find him. And I believe when things begin to happen in our life, listen, well, sometimes there is a time where you need to say, hey, I need the church to pray. Got a situation, I need the church to pray. But there's other times, listen, when you ain't going to have anybody help you, that you got to do this by yourself. And she said, I've got to find him. And they took off, said, don't stop unless I tell you. Don't quit. Don't hit the quit button. Don't hit the tap out. Just keep going. After a bit, the man of God said, hey, there she comes. There's that Shumanite woman. To get out there and find out what's going on. And Gehazi ran out and said, hey, what is it? Is it well with your husband? Is it well with you? Is it well with your child? Once again, man, is this not faith? And the Bible didn't even call her name. She said, it's well. She ran on there and she grabbed the hold of the feet of the man of God. And Gehazi was going to get rid of her. The man of God said, don't bother. Said, her spirit is troubled and vexed. And the Lord's withheld it from me. She said, I told you not to deceive me. Said, that little child's dead. I didn't ask for him, but he's dead. Man of God said, go. You hop, go. Don't look to your left. Don't look to your right. Don't play cornhole. Don't do nothing. Just go. I've read this story a lot of times, and I seen something yesterday for the first time that I read it. I've got a lot of gas mileage on this one. Gehazi went down there, came back out and said, yep, he ain't moving. He's gone. And the man of God went up, and he laid on that child, eyes to eyes, mouth to mouth, nose to nose, hands to hand, just laid on him. And the child's body waxed warm. That's all it says. Then he got up. Now, Rod, I never picked up on this till yesterday. I always had that boy alive right then, but his body waxed warm. That's it. Now, he hadn't got up yet. Well, a man of God went down there, and I believe he walked around a while. Look it up. I'm telling you the truth. Walk around. I don't know what he's doing. He said, I'm going to paraphrase here, God. I'm not going to quit. I got a situation here brewing here at the Shumanite's house, and I'm not quitting. This is on you. This ain't on me. I need your help here. After a bit, he went back up and he laid down the second time. Now, you check me on it. Same way, eyes to eyes, nose to nose, mouth to mouth. And that kid went, sneezed seven times. What that mean? I had no idea. But life came back in him. Why? He did not quit. I believe we have given up on humanity, and God would help us. I thank God that moms and dads, grandpas and grandmas, and our old patriots in the church did not give up on us when we looked dead. Some of us look real dead. Back in the day, some might have been doing drugs, alcohol, whatever. We looked real dead. But thank God somebody believed in us. Thank God, listen to me, they didn't quit. Oh, saints of God. And I've told you, but an old gentleman I grew up with always sat on the left side, just sat there like this. I probably shared it, but I'm going to share it again. Joe Hutchison and Orville Cunningham was two preachers that scared the daylights out of me when I was a kid. I mean bad. I thought, Lord have mercy, they got God in their pocket. He's right there with me. I know he is. They're telling me everything. Man, I'm not. I was a kid, but I wasn't in deep into sin, Rod, but I was lost without God. And if you don't know him as your Savior, you might not be doing nothing bad, but you're lost without him. Boy sat over there like this. That's how he sat, Doug. After a bit, he'd get so full, he couldn't handle it no more. Up out there he'd come. We had a pews on both sides and an aisle in the middle. He'd be going, whoa, whoa, he's like 80, whoa, whoa, whoa. Affected me. It's time we get back. Well, people think I'm crazy. I don't care what you think about me. You can think whatever you want, but I know my name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. Hallelujah to the Lamb. We've quit. That's how I know some of us has quit. What are you talking about? You lost your shout. Oh, preacher, come on. I got to be dignified. That's part of the problem. He says, you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. I know this preacher, he met this guy, met this woman right in front of Dick's Market in Elizabeth. How you doing? I know the preacher knows you had some problems, and she began to tell this preacher what all's going on. This preacher said, let's just pray right here in front of Dick's Market. I don't care. Whoops. Told on myself. Doggone it. I don't care what people think about me. Every once in a while, we need each other to pray for us. I don't care if it's front of Dick's Market or it's whether Sam's or Walmart. People need prayer. Well, brother, don't that do something to you? Nope. I pray for them. But we've quit. And our Lord told me, don't quit. We lost our shout, Rod. We've lost it. Don't you remember? Can't you think back? People used to shout all over the house. And I'm going to be honest now, if we get one hand, I was telling Miss on the way over, coming across Garfield Road, we come past Pisgah Church. I was holding the revival in there 1 week. Along about Wednesday, I got really disheartened. And I was on the hill and I was praying, I was seeking God. I said, God, what's up? He very specifically told me, he said, you're not there yet. He said, you got more work to do, but you're going to get there. So I know something fixing on happen. As on Wednesday, on Friday, they are shouting the roof off that place. But I'm telling you, people's quit. Well, brother, I wish I had something to shout about. Well, let me help you out. Give yourself a big old pinch. If it hurts, then there's something worth shouting about. I tell you, we need to get the shout back. We have quit on God. We have laid it down. But he's worthy of our praise. I say hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Some of them around the throne of God just holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, holy, holy, holy. That's all they do. We've lost it. We've quit. We've become sophisticated. And I done told you, but preachers are Googling it. What to preach on Sunday the 31st. I'll tell you, preach what thus saith the Lord. And if you quit, then get back in it. Told you when I started, people's quit praising him. Now, Paul and Silas is a good one. There was a woman that brought her masters much gain by a spirit of divination. She was soothsaying. After a bit, now I'm going to tell you right off the bat, God don't need the devil to do his advertising. After a bit, Paul had enough. She just followed him around. These guys have the spirit of the Most High God. These guys, woohoo! After a bit, Paul had enough and said, and he spoke to that spirit and said, come out of her. What? He cast out. He cast it out. Come out of her. Now we'll say, let's go send you to class. We're going to cancel it out. I don't mean it bad. Counseling's probably good, But it ain't going to get out what God said cast out. What am I going to have to do? You're going to have to get back to seeing what thus saith the Lord. And if he said this kind can come forth but by prayer and fasting, then you're going to have to fast and pray about it. No need to try to cancel it out. Well, if you think happy thoughts, it'll leave. That's a bunch of hogwash. Think all the happy thoughts that you want. People still be happy and miserable. Said, come out of her. Man, spirit left. Them boys seeing that their way to gain some money was gone. Captured Paul and Silas and brought them to the marketplace. And said, these guys trouble our cities. And they beat them. Like 40 lashes, beat them. He said, now keep them safe. And he put them in the dungeon. That's the prison inside of the prison. I mean, man, that's rough. Down there where the bats and the rats and all that stuff is. But seriously, that's where they was. And Paul, I can see him. Silas. Give me a C chord. What are you talking about? We're going to praise our way out of here. We're in here deep this time, and I'm telling you, church, there's some way, only way we're going to get out of the mess that we're in is if we praise our way out. And listen, don't quit. I don't feel I can do it anyway. He's still King of Kings, Lord of Lords, and worthy of our praise. People quit. The church have quit. When you stop and realize, where would we have been had it not been for Jesus? I'll tell you, we wouldn't be here. Some of us would already been planted on a hillside somewhere. You think so? Absolutely. We've quit praising him. Only if it feels good. And that's not right. Some of you just quit praising God. You just praise him when everything, when you're on the mountaintop. It's easy. Hear me. It's easy to praise him on the mountaintop. Things are going good. The tomatoes are ripe. The beans are coming on. The corn's just absolutely, woo-hoo. It's that praise God. Thank you. But down in the valley, he's still worthy of our praise. Amen. But we've quit. Now you listen to me. In the 8th chapter of the book of Psalms, I think chapter verse 2, it'll steal the avenger. I believe when praise, if it comes from here, now you listen to me. It's just the fruit of our lips, but it needs to come from down here. And if it's in here, it'll come out here. But some of us, and you know it, have quit praising him. You quit shouting. So there was some testimonies this morning, and I'm good, but some of you, your testimony's gone. Brother, I don't have nothing flowery. You don't need flowers. Just stand up and say, I'm glad. I'm glad I know I'm on the Lord's side. I come to tell you, don't quit. Jesus, I got to get him. You say all your messages end up with Jesus. I sure hope so. Amen. We think of Jesus as an angel came down and spoke to Mary, said, you're going to conceive. You're going to give birth to Emmanuel, God with us. You're going to give birth to Jesus Christ. She didn't understand it. But she said this, according to your word, let it be. And in due time, when Mary gave birth to Jesus, that was not his beginning. He was here from the foundations of the world. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was cast into a fiery furnace. And Nebuchadnezzar said, did not we cast three men bound. They said, yeah. He said, I see the four, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. I believe that it was. But this was not the beginning of Jesus. He was here from the foundations of the world. But sin came. And when sin comes, separation. And I was up on the hill cutting a little bit of brush yesterday. And I cut some, and I come back by later, and it already had begun to wither. And I looked at that, and I thought, man, that's already withering up. And it's the same way. When sin came, that relationship, we got cut off with from God. And I'm going to tell you something. Some of us, I can tell, you're already starting to wither. You might say, I'm only 19, and you're withered because it's been cut off. You've quit on God. But sin came, and God said, I've got to do something. And you listen to me. Daniel, the old saints of God, wasn't good enough. He said, I'm going to have to get something better than this. And I believe Jesus said, I'll go. And this just blows me away. He that knew, came down here, lived 33 years, sin free. Was in all points tempted like we are, yet without sin. And when he went to the cross, now you hear me for a minute. When he went to the cross, he literally became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. And Jesus cried this, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? And I don't know, but maybe God the Father had to turn his back. I don't know, because it was more than taking my sin and your sin upon him. He literally became sin for us. That just blows me away. And then he said this, it is finished. And he died, Ken, but he didn't quit. Amen. Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus brought his body off of the cross, and they took it and they put it in the tomb, but he didn't quit. Hell was having a party. Woo-hoo. We won. Sunday's coming. He said, give me the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Jesus never once, even in death, did he quit on you. And you listen to what I'm going to tell you. Even now, he wants you to make it more than what you want to go. He's not going, never has quit, and never will quit. Sissy, can you come to Penna? But I'm here to tell you, don't quit. I want to say one more, and then I'm going to finish. But Luke 15, there was a prodigal son. He said, I quit. I'm done. Just give me what's mine. Dad said, all right. And he divided his living. That boy went out and hawked it. Got his pockets all full of money. Out there living it up. And maybe that's where some of you's at today. I don't know. But he said he was ended up desiring to eat what he's feeding the pigs. I can relate with that, because we had pigs growing up. We had in the corner of our kitchen what we called the slop bucket. And if you didn't quite get it all clean, you just scraped it in the slop bucket. And that, later that evening, you go down there and scoop everything out of the trough and dump that in there, and that pig thought he'd been raptured. This boy desired to eat what he's feeding the pigs. But then it was there that he realized, I can't quit. I've got to go back home. But I want you to hear me here. There was a dad back home that never quit believing, kept on praying. He said, I know. God, you know where he's at. And maybe you've been praying for your kids, your grandkids, and you don't even know today exactly where they're at. Maybe you think, God, only you know. But I want to tell you, don't quit believing. Amen. Don't quit praying. And no matter what you see, no matter what you might hear them say, you keep on praying and you keep on believing because God can reach him. There was a man that was crippled and he could not walk. And four guys got on the corner of his cot and picked him up and carried him to where Jesus was at. When they got there, the crowd was so great they couldn't get in. Been a good place to quit. They said, we can't quit now. Took him on the roof and lowered him down. God still got a work for you to do. God has still got a work for each one of you to do because you're still here. I want to tell you, don't quit. Keep praying. Keep praising. Keep believing. Keep shouting. Keep doing what God's put it in your heart to do. Don't give up. God's got this and he's in control. I come to tell you, don't quit. He loves you.